Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about the steps to be rapture ready, to be ready for Yeshua's return. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 2. Today I want to talk to you about the spirit of Antichrist, how we have to be aware how that spirit is moving, take steps to not give place to it. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, and the love of the Father is not in him. You can be aware of things that are happening in the world, but don't let it deceive you. Don't let these things deceive you. Don't be distracted by them. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of the Father abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. As you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. It's the spirit of Antichrist that's preparing the way for the Antichrist. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So it's saying that this spirit is trying to take people away from congregations, away from the truth. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. See, so many people use a prophet or a prophetess to hear from the Father. I got to get a word. I got to hear from the Father, so I'll go to a prophet or a prophetess. But that's just running to a man or running to a woman. And if the Father wants to give us instructions, now a prophet or a prophetess can confirm what the Father has instructed us. But it's not right to run to a person to hear something from the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 2. The spirit of Antichrist is so prevalent in many churches. It's trying to give glory to a man or a woman. I was talking to people about, actually a praise and worship leader, about how the music. I was mentioning how in Daniel chapter 3, but how Nebuchadnezzar had the statue and he had all sorts of instruments playing music to cause people to worship the statue that he had erected. And I just started to think about how that music enhanced the worship to the statue, and how in church so many people are using music as to bring attention to themselves. A lady was telling me about the fact how a minister instructed her that, look, I want fast songs when I'm introduced. I want a fast song, and that shouldn't be the way it is. Before a person comes on, a man or woman to minister, there should be a nice slow worship song worshiping him, and then a minister should say, hey, you know, let's just continue that worship. He's the one. He may use me, but we need to come humbly if we're going to minister to people. But it's not happening that way. People are using that music to stir people up, and especially around an offering time. They have all this fast music, you know, try to get people into a frenzy. Just give, try to get them to listen to the flesh and not pray about it in the spirit. Hallelujah. We have to be very careful. The spirit of Antichrist is against anything that is of Yeshua. And it really wants to bring worship to a person. And some people in the ministry, they feel like, hey, I'm the most important person here and all this stuff. And we talked about in Revelation about the spirit of Laodicea and how it's the lady that's up here and everybody else is down below. And that attitude is of Antichrist. And it's really prevalent in a lot of churches. And people have to be very careful. And I did mention about that doctrine about kingdom now. How a lot of people are into this false doctrine about that we're going to set up a kingdom here on earth before Yeshua comes back. And that, you know, we have dominion, theology doctrine, and we're like little gods. We have dominion over Satan, and that's it. And we don't have dominion over people. And so it's a false doctrine, lifting people up. And that's what brought Rome down, that humanistic teaching, an idea. And so we have to be very careful about the spirit of Antichrist, that we don't give place to it. And sometimes in a service, you think it's the spirit of the Father moving, but it's really the spirit of Antichrist. It's a familiar spirit. You have to be very careful. If the Father's not being lifted up, then it could be the spirit of Antichrist is moving there, counterfeit, and doing things that seem similar to how the Father would move. You have to be very, very careful. You have to be aware and make sure that where church you go to, whatever ministry, that the Father's being lifted up. And the minister is humbly, he or she is humbly ministering the word. It's just so very important. But in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, and it came to pass when the Father would take up Elijah unto heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Father hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said, as the Father liveth and as I so liveth, I will not leave you. So he went down to Bethel. He just didn't want to leave Elijah. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said, knowest thou that the Father will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. See, that spirit of Antichrist is trying to get Elisha to be looking to Elijah. What's going to happen when your master goes? What's going to happen? Looking to a person, you see? And Elijah said unto him, said to Elisha, I tarry here, I pray thee, for that the Father sent me to Jericho. And as he said, as the Father liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And this is a beautiful type of, Bethel's the type of us coming into to a ministry. And then Jericho is the type of things that happen after we get saved, you know, maybe some trials, some attacks. And verse 5, and the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou the Father will take away thy master from my head today? He said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. See, again, they're trying to live at each stop. And we can see in our Christian walk, when we start a Christian walk, that spirit of Antichrist is trying to get us to worship a person, listen to a person. Hallelujah. And not the Father. And then they came to the Jordan River, but the 50 sons of the prophets, they stood afar off. They couldn't get close to the Jordan River. And here Elijah is asking Elisha, What you want before I leave? He said, I want a double portion of what you got. See, Elisha wasn't looking to Elijah. He said, I want a double portion, Father, what he has. Elijah couldn't give it to him. He was looking for the Father. See, he was fighting that spirit of Antichrist trying to lift up a person. Hallelujah. Verse 10, he said, you ask a hard thing, but if you see me when I go up, you receive it. And the mantle came down. Verse 13, Elisha took the mantle after Elijah was taken up. Verse 14, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Father of Elijah? You see, he was looking for the Father. He was not looking for Elijah to come back. He wasn't sad that Elijah was leaving or had left. He wanted a double portion, but he knew he can only get the double portion from the Father. There's so many things that maybe you're listening, you're looking to a man to give you, and only the Father can do it. And he's jealous. He's jealous. He's not gonna put up with that. Hallelujah. He doesn't want people to be lifted up. He gets all the glory. Hallelujah. And then even the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, we're going to look for the body of Elijah. You can look, but you're not going to find him. He's gone. Hallelujah. You see, it's just so important that we're aware of the spirit of Antichrist. How it's moving these last days, preparing the way for the Antichrist. And you have to be very, very careful that everything that seems to be of the Father is of the Father. It's a familiar spirit because the Father's not being lifted up. Men are being lifted up. Or women, they're just being lifted up. And it shouldn't be. Go to me to 2 Kings chapter 3, the next chapter. Here's a situation where Ahab was a bad king. And the Moabites were under his rule. And they weren't paying the taxes. So he said to Jehoshaphat, who's a good king, hey, let's get together, you know, and help me. And he had the king of Edom too. The three of them went, and they had no water, and the two kings said to Jehoshaphat, we better get out of here, we have no water. But Jehoshaphat, let's go to the man of God, Elisha. And Elisha said to them, to Ahab, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat being here, I wouldn't even talk to you. And so this is what you need to do, just dig ditches, and the Father will bring the water. And the water came from underground, and they had water for what they needed for their animals and everything. But now the enemy saw the water, and saw the sun shining in the water, and it was like blood. And he thought that the enemy, that the Israelites were dead, and they came and attacked them, but they were defeated. And see, the man, Elisha, said unto him that The Father wants to give you complete victory, but don't spare anything. Keep going, keep going, keep going. But it also, what the spirit of Antichrist brings, that spirit of infiltration. And here, Jehoshaphat, who was a good king, had these two bad kings with him. And I'll show you how it interrupted what he was supposed to do. So he went against the Moabites, and Moabites were defeated. But what happened, the king of the Moabites offered up his son as a sacrifice, and all these demons were released. And the other two kings got so scared, they went back, and Jehoshaphat went back. They didn't accomplish the mission. They could have defeated the Moabites and taken everything, but they didn't, because he was infiltrated by these two kings who weren't serving the Father. Just on point, and you recognize that the enemy in his last days is trying to get you to step out from where you are, and you're holding on to the truth. You're holding on to what the Father wants you to know and to learn and to hold on. And see, it's not so important how much new ground we get for the Father, but it's how we hold on to the ground that we have. Be careful, because Spirit Antichrist wants to infiltrate and come in and take what the Father has given you. And especially in services, you're looking for the Father to be moving, but it could be a familiar spirit. Be very careful. Make sure that the Father is being lifted up. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Father, I thank you. In these last days, Father, we want to be ready when you come back for us, Father. And it's so important that we recognize that the spirit of Antichrist wants to pull us away from you. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I love you for the people that are listening out there right now. Put your hand on the radio if you can. Just agree with me right now. Father, I ask that healing anointing just fall right now, deliverance anointing. Set people free, Father. Help people to worship you in spirit and truth and get their eyes off a man or a woman onto you, Father. Hallelujah. Let them recognize that the spirit of Antichrist is moving among them, possibly, Father. And they need to draw closer to you in these last days, because we want to be ready for your return. Hallelujah. And Father, touch them. Let miracles just happen right now in the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. Remember, my program is on 7:15 a.m., but also 7:15 p.m. It's a repeat. And so if you miss some of the scriptures, whatever, you can listen at night at 7:15 p.m. And you can also go to On Demand on WCNO.com and find any previous broadcasts that you might have missed. It's so great to minister to you. I just want to give you some advanced tools of going back. But as far as my ministry, my phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677 if I could help you. I have a website, henrywalker.org, www.henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages. Just click on messages. And there's a biblical calendar. We got to base our spiritual walk with Yeshua on his calendar, not on a Gregorian calendar. On his calendar, and that's right there. You can just click on biblical calendar and click on a link to the Hebrew calendar. Just create calendar, click on that, and you have the calendar. And you can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on that page before you hit the link. And also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of Yeshua, which are not just for the Jews, for all of us, and how Yeshua fulfilled every feast, with the exception of three that he will fulfill in the last days. And my book, Noon, talks about the different hours of the day when the Father really wants to bless. He has these hours in the Word, and he wants to repeat those blessings on those hours, and also on those months, on those months that are in the Word. And it's in my book, Noon, but make sure you get the second edition. It's got even more scriptures. And my book, Demystifying the Trinity, explains the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. tatepublishing.com. Click on books. Do a search, Henry Space Walker, and then scroll down and see my books. Again, make sure you get Noon Second Edition. You can download Noon Second Edition and the Mystifying Trinity right there at a reduced price. And get all these books at a reduced price on a quantity basis through me. Just let me know. And if you want to make any tax deductible offering, the address will be given at the end. Just make it that to New Life Revival. Hallelujah. So again, until next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties.